Hello, sunshine. I'm Coy Wire, ready to start another week with you covering the news so we can stay informed on what's happening in the world in 10 minutes time right here on CNN 10. We're going to start today in communities in the Northeast United States where mosquitoes aren't just being your typical summertime nuisance. They're causing rare and sometimes deadly viruses to spread. Now, over the last several weeks, more people have become hospitalized by mosquito-borne viruses like West Nile and Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or EEE. One person has even died from the illness coming from these infections. So, when infected mosquitoes bite humans and pass along viruses like EEE, the first symptoms can be things like sudden headaches, high fever, chills, and vomiting. Severe cases, though rare, can cause seizures and comas. This year, the CDC has identified 6 cases of EEE in 5 states: Massachusetts, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Since the mosquitoes that spread EEE are most active at dusk and dawn, communities have begun voluntary curfews to protect residents. Recreational and sport fields were closed at these times, and activities were rescheduled or moved indoors. Fortunately, many types of mosquito-borne illnesses don't regularly occur in the U.S., but scientists think that may be changing over time because of the climate change. Human activity has led to an increase in mosquito and tick-borne infections over the past decade. The most common mosquito-borne infection in the U.S. is West Nile virus, but we're seeing cases of EEE, dengue, and other viruses rise locally. While states in the Northeast and Upper Midwest are experiencing this the most, malaria and dengue have also been detected in Texas and Florida. Right now, there are not widely available vaccines to prevent these mosquito-borne infections, so the best prevention is to not get bitten. CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta explains and gets into some viewer questions.
With some communities across the country now on high alert because of these reports of several mosquito-borne illnesses like EEE and West Nile virus, we decided to ask all of you, our audience, what questions they had about mosquitoes. And many of you had questions, like John in San Francisco, who wrote this: "I'm a mosquito magnet. In a group of friends, I'll get dozens of bites, my friends only one or two apiece. I've used mosquito repellents, but they only help a little bit. Is there anything I can do besides stay indoors?" Well, John, you know, why some of us are bitten more than others is an age-old question. While we're learning, it probably has a lot to do with your odor, and that doesn't mean necessarily bad odor, but rather a distinctive odor for a mosquito because of the chemicals they can sense. And candidly, there's not much you can do about that. But for everyone else, including you, keep in mind that mosquitoes are attracted to the carbon dioxide we breathe out. We sort of get this carbon dioxide bubble. So when you're breathing hard, for example, you're going to be more likely to attract mosquitoes. Having a little fan to blow the CO2 away, that can help. There's also some science that shows mosquitoes actually like darker colors, particularly reds and oranges. So you may want to avoid those colors. Remember that mosquitoes really don't like the sun, so they're going to come out at dusk and dawn. If you do go out, use an insect spray with the ingredients DEET or picaridin. Hope that helps, John.
In coastal Southern California, residents in an affluent community are dealing with devastating landslides that are threatening their homes. 30 miles south of Los Angeles, Rancho Palos Verdes has seen active but slow-moving landslides since the 1950s, but they've recently sped up, partly thanks to record amounts of rain in Southern California over the last 2 years. Now, as roads buckle and homes lie partially swallowed by the ground, scientists warn landslides are set to become more frequent as the climate fuels heavier rainfall and more powerful storms.
It's as if the earth is wiping away what's been built upon it.
I'm no geologist, but when you see the road turning into a roller coaster, you know something's wrong.
Here in Rancho Palos Verdes, an affluent community coveted for its expansive Pacific Ocean vistas, the land is sliding dangerously.
This is unprecedented. No one knows really, in a way, what to do.
While the land has always slowly shifted here, local leaders say it's accelerated tremendously.
Unbelievable. In the last 4 months, it's constant. I mean, it's just, what do you do? We're sitting here on a keg of dynamite, and we can't go repair anything because the ground continues to move.
So much so, some residents had their natural gas service discontinued in July, with more shutoffs recently added. Then, in the last week, more than 200 homes had their power cut indefinitely as the shifting ground threatens utility lines.
On August 29th, the fire that occurred near Narcissa Drive, the land movement caused a power line to fall to the ground and ignite a small fire.
That fire was quickly extinguished, officials say, but the incident exposed the threat posed to basic infrastructure, including water and sewer lines.
We are dealing with incomprehensible amounts of earth with unimaginable movement, pulling our infrastructure in ways that it is not designed or intended to move or resist this level of dynamic activity.
Allowing officials to funnel resources toward the emergency response, Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency in the city this week, noting the land movement accelerated significantly following the 2023 and 24 severe storm events, with the land now sliding at an average of 9 to 12 inches per week.
I think we're all learning that there is no playbook for an emergency like this one.
10-second trivia. What is believed to be the most expensive object ever built? Shanghai Tower, International Space Station, Notre Dame Cathedral, Hong Kong International Airport. At a total cost of more than 100 billion bucks, the ISS holds the record for most expensive object in history. After what was supposed to be an 8-day trip, the Boeing Starliner capsule is finally home from the International Space Station. Nearly 3 months later, the spacecraft experienced thruster issues when delivering two NASA astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, to the space station in June. It returned to Earth without them on board. Now, NASA and Boeing have to start working on the issues that came up during the test flight before the space agency can deem it ready to carry out routine trips to the ISS.
Boeing breathing a sigh of relief this morning after Starliner successfully landed in White Sands, New Mexico, shortly after midnight. And all of the issues that Starliner suffered while in space, the thruster failures, the helium leaks, did not prove to be a problem when it did the deorbit burn, pumped the brakes, and re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. Those were the critical maneuvers that NASA was so worried about if Butch and Sonny Williams, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, Starliner's crew, had been on board. And so now Boeing and NASA are going to be looking at all the data. NASA needs to decide if it's going to require Boeing to conduct another crewed flight test before it's fully certified to ferry NASA astronauts to and from the International Space Station. As for Butch and Sonny, they're going to be up there until February of 2025 before they hitch a ride back on a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule. That's essentially the backup here. But NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says that's what this program is all about, the commercial crew program. It's about having a backup system, redundancy. If one spacecraft fails, there's another spacecraft run by a different company that can bring these astronauts home. So this is what the commercial crew program was designed for. I just don't think anybody thought that this backup system would be tested quite as early as it was needed.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, home sweet 3D printed home. This house was built by a 3D printer in less than a week. The builders had a grand floor plan to turn a 3-inch model into a 1,500 square foot crib that has 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. Talk about a model home. It uses a special kind of concrete made for the printing process, which makes the house tornado and fire resistant. Now that is raising the roof of expectations. Our shout out today goes to Pretty Prairie High School in Pretty Prairie, Kansas, home of the Bulldogs. We see you. Fun fact, I was today years old when I learned Kansas is the sunflower state. Great climate for growing and harvesting them and utilizing the seeds and oils. All right, I got a bolt, but I'll leave you with a quote from Mary Shelley, the early 1800s novelist who wrote Frankenstein. The beginning is always today. Make it an awesome one, y'all, and we'll do it again tomorrow right here on CNN 10.